In 2009, UNH sociologist Michelle Dillon began composing a picture of Coos County. It would be a mosaic based in large part on about four dozen interviews with community leaders. Now, Dillon and UNH's Carsey Institute have unveiled that picture in the form of a 46-page study.
It's very much taking a snapshot of what's happening in Coos and how various people there see themselves and how they see what's happening there.
Dillon says the overwhelming good news is a relentless commitment to helping each other and the county.
The most obvious positive thing, which I think you really have to celebrate and which always blows me away, is the level of commitment of the people in Coos to Coos.
But it should come as no surprise to anyone that Coos's biggest problem is an economic one.
Jobs, jobs, jobs. I mean, that's really the big challenge.
Dillon also discovered a feeling among some that the county has too many economic development groups trying to deal with the problem of jobs.
Oftentimes they end up working at cross purposes, and that certainly there's a case to be made that if we had fewer economic development groups, that there might be a little more rationalization of what our agendas are, what mission, what can be accomplished.
There's also debate and friction about how to develop the economy of Coos, including whether the future should be based on tourism.
It's a real concern, the idea that tourist-based jobs are service jobs. Of course, they're often seasonal, and they're not as high-paying, clearly, and don't have the same security as manufacturing jobs of old had.
Dillon's report also notes some concern about the depth or quality of some of the leadership of Coos. But she says, overall, people are optimistic that things will work out in a region that they love. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.